Today, I'm going to teach you how to accept feeling trapped. Did that statement make you a little uncomfortable? I get it. Feeling trapped is terrible. The last thing you want is to accept it. But as uncomfortable as acceptance feels, it is truly worth it. It is worth it because it will take you further in your recovery of feeling trapped than you ever realized you could go. We already discussed the natural tendency to fight back against your anxiety. Yes, this tendency is natural, but when you respond in this way, you build up resistance in your body that only fuels the anxiety further. On the other hand, when you accept and allow anxiety, nervous energy decreases and the anxious thoughts and physical sensations begin to dissipate. Your anxiety feels dangerous to you, but in reality, it is not dangerous at all. It's just a false alarm. You feel trapped, but often you can escape. And even in situations where you are stuck for a while, you are more than capable to tolerate the anxious discomfort. This discomfort comes in waves and will rise and fall fast, depending on how you respond to it. Your thoughts are just thoughts. They are not reality. The physical sensations you feel are merely nervous energy that is trapped in your body and being expressed in uncomfortable ways. Now, this information leads to a really important question I want you to reflect on today. What level of anxious discomfort are you willing to tolerate to recover? When you accept and allow the feeling of being trapped, it won't be easy. But the difficulty of accepting anxious discomfort is worth it, because it will help you reach your end goal fast. A bit like going to the gym. How hard are you willing to push yourself into the discomfort of working out in order to get fit? Each morning when you wake up, ask yourself, what level of anxious discomfort am I willing to tolerate to recover from my anxiety problem? So that question again is, what level of anxious discomfort am I willing to tolerate to recover from my anxiety problem? Let's explore exactly what it looks like to accept and allow feeling trapped. After you have diffused the initial burst of anxiety with a dismissive statement, you then move into acceptance of the nervous arousal you are feeling in that particular situation. Start by gently telling yourself, I accept and allow this anxious feeling. You may want to repeat it more than once or change the wording to be more specific for you. I accept and allow feeling trapped. I accept and allow feeling trapped. I accept and allow this anxious feeling. You can then begin talking directly to your anxiety. One great way to do this is to imagine your fear of being trapped is coming from a cartoon character. If your claustrophobic feelings were a cartoon character, what would it look like? What shape, size, and color would it be? Imagine it in your mind and begin talking to it. What could you say to let your anxiety know that you accept and allow its presence? Picture yourself sitting right next to your anxiety character. Picture yourself saying, oh, hi anxiety, I'm glad you showed up today. I'm totally fine with this anxious discomfort you're creating. It's really no big deal. I can totally handle it. In fact, you can stick around with me in this situation as long as you like. As you welcome your anxiety, notice how freeing it feels. Instead of being at war with yourself, you're calling a truce. Do you notice the anxiety dissipating just from this one small step? Sometime today, I want you to draw a picture of your anxiety cartoon character. It's okay if you don't consider yourself an artist. Don't worry about not being creative enough or not doing it right. you can use whatever supplies you have on hand, whether it's a pen, pencil, crayons, or markers. It's important to have a real visual sense of this character. Draw it in detail and hang it somewhere you can easily see it. Look at the picture and imagine yourself making friends with it. What do you want to say? How can you welcome your anxiety and let it stay for now? Understand that this monster is not out to get you. It is, in fact, your protector. It thinks there is a real emergency and it wants to warn you of that threat. You, however, know that there is no real threat. So you have to educate it to stop sounding the panic alarm when there is no real danger. The thing is, you can't just tell it directly to stop freaking out. You have to communicate with it in a counterintuitive way. So practice the steps you've learned every time you notice yourself feeling trapped. Each time, diffuse your anxiety with a "so what" or "whatever" type response, and then picture your anxiety character and allow it to stay with you. Embrace your anxiety because you know you can handle it. Your body can handle it, your mind can handle it. You will win this struggle, not by fighting, but by accepting. You will win this struggle, not by running, but by allowing. Always keep your goal of recovery in mind. The discomfort you have to push through will be worth it in the end. The only way out is through.